Welcome into Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas here on this Monday evening as we start our program talking about boys golf here on this Monday evening. And joining us on the line first is the head boys golf coach of the Webster City Lynx, Eric Dawson, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, hi Quinn, how's it going?
Going good. So as we take a look here at this group, you've got some a lot of guys coming back from last year. Maybe not your top end guys per se, but a lot of depth from last year's team is back. Guys like Dawson Bertrand, Coyce Bertrand, Carter Michelson, Matt Tesdahl, guys that had a lot of experience golfing from a year ago. And just looking at what they bring to the table and what some of these younger guys that have another year under their belt are bringing to the table just throughout the preseason, what have you seen from your group here so far?
Yeah, we actually have had a qualifying night, and so I got a pretty good idea of kind of where their potential is. But yeah, we had a nice surprise the other night. Another name you didn't mention was Dylan Schroeder. Mm-hmm. He's actually a junior. He shot a 38 the other night in qualifying. He's actually has the best score on the board right now as far as the competition. And then, of course, Dawson and Coyce Bertrand, the brothers, they'll be a big part of this team. But we've got older guys that played a ton of JV that I think are going to step up. Joel Kosh, Carter Michelson actually played varsity at the back end last year, so we expect a lot out of him. A sophomore that showed up was Will Ruby. He shot a 42. I mean, for a young kid, that's a good score. Matt Tesdahl, Ian Becker, Gavin Malloy, Logan Wilson. Some of these old guys coming back should move up. We actually got a move in from Eagle Grove, Cyrus Willard. He's a senior, and I think we expect him to shoot some decent scores too. So we made it to state last year, and that's kind of our goal this year, is to get back there, try to do a little bit better than we did last year. So we've got the core guys that I think we can do it.
And I saw on social media that you guys are having another qualifier tonight at the Webster City Lakes Golf Course. And just, you know, in this is the second qualifier, obviously a warmer day out, some gusty winds as well. Just overall, what are you looking to see from this group at this second qualifier here coming up tonight?
Yeah, I know the scores are going to get better just because of, you know, playing a little bit more coming out of the winter. So I just expect the scores to get a little better. We actually have an eighth grader too that shot par the other day. Eighth graders in Iowa can practice, and during qualifying, he actually shot the best score on the team. So Jackson Robbie's his name, and we look forward to having him on competition next year. But he's a good player also. But yeah, I mean, I'm just hoping, you know, watch these scores come down a little bit.
And as we look at this schedule here to open up the season, your team gets rolling with a triangular over in Carroll against Kemper Catholic in Panorama coming up on April 10th. You've got a boys invite over at Woodward Granger at the Woodward Golf Club, which has got a pretty tough field at the top, as it normally does, coming up on the 16th. You've got the Hal Rosso invite at Lake Panorama on the 17th, and then a 18-hole tournament on the 20th up in Spencer and the Bill Chambers Invitational. So this group gets hitting the ground running and going up against some good competition here to open up the season. And just, you know, in these first few triangulars and meets and tournaments your club has, you know, what's kind of the areas that you have your eye on in terms of early performances, in terms of, you know, what are some facets of the game that you want to see excel early on in the season?
Yeah, I guess, you know, we play a lot of nice places. I tell the boys to enjoy this because it's just, you know, we get to go to Spencer, we get to go to Carroll. Carroll National, actually Nick Nurse bought that a couple years ago and put a lot of money into it. It's a nice place. Lake Panorama, great course. We definitely don't duck anybody. We play some nice teams. So, you know, we're just looking for, you know, just to be competitive. Maybe like to win the Panorama National one. We've won that the last couple years and keep that streak alive. But yeah, we're just trying to see where we're at, you know, let everything shake out. We got a lot of good players. We got to figure out who our top six are. That's the main thing.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with your first meet coming up on April 10th over at Carroll National.
All right, take care.
Yep, that was Eric Dawson, the head boys golf coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We are back with more after this here on 95.7 KQWC.